Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to The United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and this is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news. The weekend is here. It's Friday, and tomorrow, I don't know why I'm looking over there, tomorrow we will be playing this massive game against Brighton, but we've got lots to get into again this morning. Action-packed. Talks, contact made with Lewandowski, who is out of contract at Barcelona. Should Manchester United be making a move for a player like that? Also, some story about Harry Kane, which I think we can give some clarity to on that. Amrin's got a new midfield plan. Also, we'll be talking about potential exits, a couple of other bits as well, and some comments from Arne Slot around Manchester United, which I think are quite interesting as well, and a few other bits. But look, I just want to say it's half term next week. If you've got kids or you are a kid yourself, you might be off today because Seb has an inset day today. And I couldn't say I could be any prouder this morning than going downstairs to get myself a cup of coffee and seeing him in front of the TV watching the David Beckham documentary on Netflix. He's only eight and he's watching a Beckham documentary. That to me is pride. Yeah, learning all about free kicks, goals from the halfway line, the 99 season, the red card. He was getting really mad about that. So, yeah, look, it's great. It's great. And also, it's Wayne Rooney's 40th today. So a day of legends, I believe. But let's start off with this very well. Look, let me start off by saying that there is a live poll. If you're watching live, good morning. Let us know where you're watching from. We have a live poll this morning basically saying, would you take Lewandowski at Manchester United next summer? Now, he's out of contract. He's spoken openly about wanting to continue to play at the top level. Barcelona have been very open about wanting to move him on or not renewing his contract. So he is a free agent this summer. He will be 38 next August. 76% of you wouldn't go anywhere near Lewandowski. This is the story coming in this morning, and it's coming in from Sport in the in Spain. They're saying Manchester United are one of the clubs that have inquired and reached out to Lewandowski and his entourage to discuss a possible move ahead of the expiry of his contract in Spain next summer. The striker's deal at Barca expires in the summer. The report claims that Amrin is a strong admirer of the Polish forward, and the ideal mentor to Benjamin Sesko has potentially been identified. Well, that last sentence sort of adds a little bit of something to it, really, because I think that, look, when we're talking about the three elite strikers in world football at the moment, we're talking Harry Kane, which we're going to talk about in a moment, and his potential move to Man United next summer. We're talking Erling Haaland, and we're talking, in my belief, probably Mbappe now. But Lewandowski would be somebody over the last decade that would consistently be in the top three strikers in the world. You know, leave Messi and Ronaldo alone. They are GOAT status players. So I think Lewandowski, without doubt, is one of the greatest strikers we've seen in the modern day. But I agree with Mian. The ship has sailed. We've done this before. We've done it with Ronaldo. We've done it with Zlatan. We did it with Cavani. And it didn't actually work out that well. Differing levels of success, all quality iconic players, but I mean, I loved Cavani. I didn't like the deal, but I ended up loving it. But I was right, he was always injured. Zlatan was brilliant for 8 months, then he got a bad injury and that was it. He didn't even complete the first season. And Ronaldo came back and we know how that ended, even though he did quite well. So we don't have a great record of going for these iconic players at the end of their careers. So for me, it's a no. I actually do see the validity of the story. I actually do see the purpose of United's links. He's going to be free in the summer and he wants to keep playing. And a player of that quality, and look, let's play devil's advocate here. I don't think I can dismiss this as nonsense. I mean, it's been rumoured for a few weeks now. Amorim obviously values experience. I mean, look at what he's about to do with Harry Maguire. Harry Maguire is not going to get any better. He's not. Harry Maguire will never be as good as he was, but he's going to get slower. He's going to get more injury prone. So we're keeping Harry Maguire for the stories he can tell and the experiences he's had. It's the same with Lewandowski, and maybe Amorim looks at it and goes, he is a guy I want in my dressing room. Look at what he's done at Dortmund, Bayern, Barcelona, Poland. He is a guy I want at this football club for the next year or two, who I think would add so much to this squad. It's whether the club would back him. If I was the CEO or I was the director of football, I would say, Ruben, there is no doubt that Lewandowski is a fantastic player, but this is the Premier League. It is the most intense and quick league in the world. You want us to bring a 38-year-old in to mentor Sesko, and yet he will be demanding probably $200,000-$300,000 a week because he's out of contract and he will have offers from the MLS and the Saudi League and maybe other clubs as well that might want him to start. So you're basically going to ask him to come to Man United, be a backup striker in the most intense league in the world and do it for cheap. Won't happen. And that's it. It won't happen for that reason. So whether Amorim wants him or not, Man United won't do that deal. And I don't think Lewandowski will do it either, because there's no way he's starting for Man United at 38 in this league when he's never played in it. And there's no way United are going to write a weekly check of $250,000 a week above for a player who's 38 either. So it won't happen, but I can see, well, never say never, but for me, it would be illogical for those reasons. As for Harry Kane, a few people talk about Harry Kane this morning, and I don't really understand why. I know Ben Jacobs said on the show yesterday that there's no real talks with Harry Kane at the moment. There is this release clause at the end of the season, which I think is about £50 million. And Harry Kane is of a mindset to come back to England and break the Premier League goalscoring record. I mean, is it that deep? Is it really that deep? He'd won nothing at Spurs and he would have broken the goal scoring record. I don't know. But look, Harry Kane is rumoured to be on, and I'm not even going to be accurate on this. I'm just going to throw a dart at the dartboard and get a rough score. He's on between $300,000 and $400,000 a week at Bayern. His release clause is £50 million and I think he's 32 or 33. So again, you're going, Harry Kane, for me, is the best striker in the world at the moment, by the way. I'm not saying he wouldn't come back to the Premier League and score goals next season, but will he do it for the season after that and the season after that? And when you spend £50 million on a player and you give them $350,000 a week, you need at least 3 years out of them. And that's where it becomes a little bit like, you know, and also your team has to work for Harry Kane. And what makes me laugh about people that say Harry Kane at Man United is that the system probably doesn't suit Harry Kane in the sense that he would want to drop and we've got two number 10s. So you'd end up with three number 10s. Who's going to be the wide players to run past him? Harry Kane works really well in systems like Spurs, where you've got two wide players running past him like Son, or for Bayern, where you've got two wide players like Diaz and Elise running past him.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
and Gnabry behind him. And for England now, with Saka and Rashford and people like Morgan Rodgers, you put him in a Man United side and people are just going for the same stupid mistake we've made for years. Wow, he's world-class. He'll just score goals. And, you know, Ronaldo did get 18 Premier League goals in a season, which was incredible. But I don't even know that Harry Kane suits our system, you know. And you have to build a team around Harry Kane. So if we bought Harry Kane, I'd say sack Amorim, get Rashford back, get a right winger and a number 10 that wants to run past him. And then you're talking, you know, Mbeumo to the right, Rashford to the left, Kane up front and get Cunha running past him. Maybe that works. But systematically, I don't think it works either. It's massively expensive as well. So I don't know where this Kane talks stuff is coming from either. And it would be a lot of money. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Huge amounts of money. But what I would say is, and we sort of touched on it last night, is that it's becoming very clear that we are looking for a more experienced striker to come in, and we do need one. It was the Manchester Evening News who reported that Xerxes is too slow to be a number nine. Amorim sees him as a number 10, but he's his sixth choice number 10. So, you know, I don't really understand. If I was Joshua Xerxes, I'd be sat there going, why didn't you sell me in the summer? Like, what has happened that you didn't know in the summer? Because I look at the Xerxes situation and I go, if he's not a striker, and I don't think he is, and he's a number 10 and we play with two number 10s, let's keep him. Good idea. Yeah. But if you've got Cunha, Mbeumo, Amad, Mount, Bruno, why keep him? Why did we keep Xerxes? Why did we keep a sixth choice number 10 when we sold our second choice striker? And the balance of the squad coming into this season in that area doesn't make sense to me. And I think Xerxes, maybe privately, maybe not, I would be a little bit pissed off because I'd be going, I presumed I was going to be the second striker, but you don't want me to be a second striker. So why did you bloody keep me in the first place? And I think that if the perception is that Xerxes is not a striker, and I think from the evidence we've seen so far, I don't think Amorim does see him as that, then we will be bringing a striker in of some description in the next sort of 6 months. As we said at the start of the week, maybe someone like Ivan Toney, maybe it'll be a loan deal. But I think we're very, very... It only takes a three-month injury to Sesko and we become massively reliant on a Cunha or an Mbeumo or a Xerxes utilised as a striker or a false nine. And that's problematic for an Amorim system that really does rely a lot of the time on an out-and-out striker. So I think that's something that we certainly need to monitor. But as I said, I agree with the 75% of you. Lewandowski, for me, he makes no sense. Harry Kane, best striker in the world as far as I'm concerned, but massively expensive. And would he not basically be going back to Spurs as well? I mean, I don't want to slag our own club off, but would Harry Kane not be going back to Spurs by coming to Manchester United? I mean, we're not a team for the last couple of your careers where you can win the Premier League. We're not a team for the... I mean, the worst thing, you know, obviously we're all hoping that this Liverpool game is a spark to better things, but I could take you back 8 years and show you a Liverpool result where it all goes wrong afterwards. I can also take you back for the last 5 years where being a striker at Man United can be a graveyard shift. So imagine Harry Kane comes back to Man United. We continue to be what we've been like for the last 5 years. He plays for 2 years, doesn't get anywhere near the goal scoring record because he doesn't get enough chances. So, yeah, I think there'd be a lot of things that would need to happen for Harry Kane to be coming to Man United in the summer. I don't think it would necessarily be a good move for him. If I was coming back to England and I was Harry Kane, I'd either go back to Spurs or I'd be looking at a Man City or a Liverpool or an Arsenal, somewhere where I know I'm guaranteed to score 30 goals a season. And I don't think at United you necessarily are. Let me talk to you about the midfield this morning. So a few reports coming in this morning. I mean, I think it's a bit rehashed. You know, the Ben Jacobs interview yesterday was obviously very good, wide-reaching, speaking about a lot of things. And I think, you know, there's a few outlets this morning that are just regurgitating that in their own way and passing it off as themselves. But I did see something about a new midfield shortlist for Ruben Amorim this morning somewhere. Yeah, it's a new list that's basically got Conor Gallagher in it, Stiller in it, Belaber in it, Anderson in it, and Wharton. I mean, this is breaking news this morning. I mean, I feel like I need to get off my chair and jump on my bed, you know.
You can't see me jumping on the bed. I just realised. I mean, it's just amazing breaking news on a Friday morning. A new transfer, a new shortlist for midfielders, which we already know. I definitely add Manu Kone in there anyway. I think he's definitely in there as well. And I think there's a couple more players that we're probably not aware of too. The one thing that people really disrespect about Favell and Wilcox is that they are not always obvious. Like, they're not always looking at the players that you think they are. We didn't know that we were in for Sesko until later in the summer, because we probably weren't, but he was on the list. And we've done that a few times as well with like people like Lemens. Lemens, no one was talking about Lemens until the summer. So he's now our number one goalkeeper. Dorgu, no one was really talking about Dorgu. So we will have three or four other midfielders that no one's really talking about at the moment, which is why I would introduce Kone, who is currently at Roma. I'd keep an eye on him as well. But I seen so many of your comments last night and a lot of people online. And like, let me just explain this to you, right? I agree with Samuel. I think Kone is an interesting one to keep an eye on. Make sure you smash a like on the video this morning, by the way. I'm just trying to remember what I was going to say. Yes. Tell me if I'm wrong here. You're wrong. When I look at the midfield and Manchester, when I look at that Manchester United side and I look in that midfield, you know, they need players now. You know, it's too slow. You know, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Yesterday is when we needed a midfielder. And the January transfer window offers an opportunity to go and get a midfielder. It's glaringly obvious there is a midfielder that we can go and get in January. But we can't get Wharton, we can't get Anderson, we can't get Belieber, and we can't get Stiller. Stiller's a maybe, but I don't think we can. So the four targets that we want, Anderson, Stiller, Belieber, Wharton, we cannot get them until the summer. But in January, there's one or two that you can. And that could be Manu Kone. That could be Conor Gallagher. And I see people going, I don't want Conor Gallagher. I don't want Conor Gallagher. No one's saying anything about Kone because I don't think they understand it. Rogue says, play JJ or Madrid. Well, I've got an update on JJ. Remind me about that. I meant to say that at the start of the show. It's a big update on JJ Gabriel. Right. Going back to the midfield situation. All the big players that we want, we can't get till the summer. So are you telling me you're happy? And I'll call you out on this, even though I'm talking to somebody that doesn't exist. It might be relevant to people who are watching. You're telling me you want to wait till the summer to get two of Stiller, Wharton, Belieber or Anderson and leave the midfield as it is for the whole season.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And you know, in February, when we don't win a game, or March, or we blow top five, you'll sit there and go, it's fine. I did say, let's not get a midfielder in January because I want to get the two in the summer. So we mess up the season, we go into the summer, and then we try and buy your two, and we only get one. We got to be real. We got to do real talk. We got to, right? Because I don't believe Man United have the money or the power to go and get two out of Belieber, Wharton, Anderson and Stiller next summer. The market will be strong. There'll be five clubs in the Champions League who've got loads of money again, and that might not be us. I don't think we'll get two of them. I think we might get one. In January, we can get a midfielder in, that nobody else will be going for, and we can afford it, and it helps us this season, half the way through it. We have to get a midfielder in January. I'm not buying into this bullshit that we can go, we can wait. There's two issues I've got with not getting a midfielder in January. One, it's total nonsense to think that we can get through this season with what we've got and it'll be okay. It's the same people who said, we can't turn on Amrim if this season goes bad because it's on the Glazers for not buying a midfielder. You lose to Brentford, Amrim out. We know that will change. So we need to get a midfielder in yesterday, and the first opportunity is January. Secondly to that, I also do not believe we will buy two midfielders of the quality we want next summer. So get one in January who's probably going to be better than the midfielders that are available in the summer if we can't buy two. Conor Gallagher. Go and get Conor Gallagher in January. Blame it on me and anybody else that thinks this is a good signing. I see so many people that are against it and I don't really know why. I always liked him at Chelsea. He's an honest all-rounder midfielder who never stops running. And okay, he may not be Rodri, and he may not be Gravenberch, and he may not be Declan Rice, but hello, we're not Liverpool and Arsenal either. We are a football club that wants to go from 15th to first. And I've said this before over the years, we need to be a football club that goes from 15th to fifth to fourth to second to first. By definition, this is a 3-4 year contract. And in year one, you don't actually have the Declan Rice or the Rodri. You have to go for the Conor Gallaghers who will help us go from 15th to 5th to 4th and then maybe becomes third or fourth choice midfielder as you go and get a better midfielder in. We've got to walk the path. We can't just teleport from where we are to there. I think this is a very intelligent signing for a player that is better than Bruno, better than Casemiro, better than Mainoo and better than Ugarte as things stand. Mainoo and Ugarte can't even get in the bloody team. Casemiro, we know his limitations, and Bruno's not a midfielder. I would be all over Conor Gallagher to Manchester United in January like gravy on chips. It just makes so much sense. And I do not understand for the life of me why people are so against it when I know it's not belabor, but that's the whole point. We're not going to buy £70 million players for every position. We haven't even got a best 11. We also need to, you look at Arsenal, they've got a best 20. We've got to build a squad out. And I'm absolutely on board with the reality that we do not have any other midfielder that we can move for in January other than the likes of Conor Gallagher and maybe Manu Kone. And we've got to get a player in like that that, you know, maybe becomes a bench player in the future, but goes into the first team now and makes us better. And that's what I'm talking about. When you play career mode, when you play football manager, you're limited. You know, unless you cheat, you're limited. You look at your team and you go, you know, you might be playing a Salford and you might see a Birmingham City bench player that's not getting game time in the Championship. But if you put him into Salford's midfield in League Two, he's one of the best midfielders in the game. And you might go, it's not as glamorous as I want, but he'll get us promoted. He might even get us into the Championship. And then we're in the Championship. I'll get a Premier League player to come in and he can go on the bench. And that, you know, that's how I've played football manager games for years. You look at what you can get that makes you better now, but you don't necessarily look at it to be the best player in the world. You look at it to move you to a certain position and then you go and get somebody else. And that's how we need to look at it. And I think I cannot subscribe to the view that we do not need to buy a midfielder in January. I really, really do think that we do. But there seems to be a lot of people who are against that, and I'm not too sure why. I'm just going to talk to you about JJ Gabriel very, very quickly, but just some of your comments coming in this morning. We've got nearly 8,000 legends watching this morning. Please do share the video. Tom Grant says, morning, Tom. He says, Gallagher could be pricey, but good short term. What were your thoughts on the JJ Gabriel news? Hope he gets a chance. Definitely, maybe. Well, I'll answer this question now because it's perfect timing. So this is what we are getting. Just on Conor Gallagher, I don't think he would be that expensive, to be honest with you, because he's not starting for Atletico at the moment. And he's desperate to get out. And there's probably a loan, try before you buy deal we could do as well.
Atletico have been very open to those sort of deals for years, whereby in January they'll let a player go. I think they did it with Griezmann, didn't they? But yeah, they'll do a loan deal if we cover his wages off, with a potential to buy in there as well. But no, on JJ, so I only found this out today. Where was it? Yeah, here we go. So Manchester United talent JJ Gabriel was involved in first team training yesterday. As we know, he's 15 years of age and he was playing with the first team, which is a huge achievement. However, as per the Daily Mail, now this is bad news, but logical news. There's nothing we can do about it. So we've seen Dowman of Arsenal at 15 playing for Liverpool, playing for Arsenal this season at Liverpool. And I think he came on in a previous game at the Emirates as well. So this is what Nathan Salt in the Daily Mail is saying, is JJ Gabriel will not be able to make his Premier League debut this season because of the current rules. He was 14 when the season started. The earliest he could debut in the league would be next season. So there's not a lot we can do about that. That's and I clarify that because on the evening show last night, I was saying that I very much expect him to be playing for the first team very, very soon, because Man United are so desperate to, you know, keep him at the football club, because it's dangerous when a player's like 14, 15, 16, because you can get them out like we did with Aidan Heaven and we did it with Obi at Arsenal as well. There's something around their contracts that you can, I don't think they can sign professional terms until they're 16 or something like that. I don't know, but United are desperate to showcase.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
His importance to him and those around him, and they want him to be part of Man United's future, but there are other clubs looking at him. So we're basically wooing him, really. We're sort of like, you know, train with the first team and, you know, we want you involved, but we're not, by the looks of it, we're not going to be able to give him a debut this season because of the rules. He was apparently 14 when the season started, and that makes him too young this season. So he probably, but if that's true, he can't make his debut for another 12 months, which is in one way disappointing, but in another way, it shows you just how young he is, because he will only just be, well, he'll still be 15 then at the start of next season, won't he, if he was 14 at the start of this season. So, yeah, we might have a bit of a wait for that one. Seth says Gallagher's perfect for the Prem. He's Premier League proven. He's got an engine. The only issue I see is whether his proven experience is enough for Amorim to start him ahead of Casemiro. I think he's a better player than Casemiro. I think Casemiro 2 years ago was way better than Conor Gallagher, but I think now there's a lot of players that are better than Casemiro. Casemiro still has moments. His aerial ability is good. His passing is good, but there's glaring obvious problems in his fitness and his suitability and speed for the Premier League. What would you think if we sold Bruno and had a midfielder of Stiller and Mainoo with a new left wing back and striker? Is that good enough? Says D. So Bruno goes, Stiller comes in. No, I mean, you still need two, because you'd be left with Stiller, Mainoo, Ugarte, Casemiro. That's still not good enough for me. We need two. Why is Mbeumo posting Josh De Silva, says MUFC? If we don't get two centre midfielders before a striker, I am done, says Keel. Happy birthday to my legend Rooney and me, says DK. Well, happy birthday to the legend of the chat, DK, but also to Wayne Rooney, I'm going to talk about in a minute. Emily Derry says Lewandowski is probably close on profile to Sesko, but he's very expensive short-term option. He would also demand to start every week. And yeah, if we're not in Europe next season, then how would he play? Pay as you play, why not? Sesko could earn a lot. I mean, I think we're talking about Lewandowski there, aren't we, DLE? Look, pay-as-you-play is fine if Lewandowski is desperate to come to Man United on a pay-as-you-play deal, but he won't play and he won't earn much money. Whereas in the MLS and the Saudi League, they'll be desperate to get hold of him. Big Z, welcome to the Members Club. Thank you very much. We need a young, prolific striker like Haaland, says Daniel Winstanley. And Manchester United is not a retirement home, says Rajah. You know what? It is Friday. And if you're part of the Bundesliga crew on That's Football, every Friday night on That's Football, we have live Bundesliga match action, literally the match. And it's Union Berlin again tonight. If you're talking about striker, and there's quite a few, I mean, Lamala at Cologne looks like he's the next Wayne Rooney. 2 goals in 2 weeks. Absolutely incredible. But Ilias Ansah at Union Berlin, he's 20. He's an absolute beast. You know, I don't know how tall he is, but he's a hell of a unit and he's got amazing feet. I would be stunned if someone like Favel is not looking at the Bundesliga this season. I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm sure a lot of you are looking at it. And the Premier League was definitely looking at it last year when you think about Ekitike, Valtameda, Wirtz, Frimpong. There's been so many coming in this season. And you know, we've already spoken about Stiller, but there are, you know, there are some interesting young players in the, there's some interesting young midfielders as well. Union Berlin, I forget the name of his name, the midfielder there. Very, very good. But yeah, Ilias Ansah is an interesting player as well. My point is, there's probably a striker like that in France. There's probably a striker like that in Italy. There's probably a striker like that in Spain. I'm sure there is. My point is, you don't need to go to Lewandowski at 38. There is the next Lewandowski who is, you know, potentially Sesko. So I would be looking at other players, certainly. I think it's an interesting market. And I think that there are players that we could bring in. I said it last night, for me, I don't want an experienced player for Sesko. I would rather go with, you know, someone like an Ansah or somebody who is playing first team football in a top five European league and doing well, who is under 23, I would go for at United. In some ways, people might say, well, what about Rasmus? But, and I don't mean what about Rasmus in relation to, let's bring him back from Napoli. I mean, like in relation to why did we let him go in the first place? But, you know, that, I think that in hindsight is probably the right move for everybody. But I don't think we need an experienced striker because as was said there by Emily, there will be a demand to play games and there's no guarantee that we're going to be in Europe next season. In fact, when it comes to Europe for Man United next season, I think the margin is so fine between top five Champions League and then sixth or seventh Europa League. I mean, I would expect us to be in the Europa League, but it's not a guarantee, is it? Just a little thing from Romano as well. If there's any future sale, United will receive 50% of the transfer fee of Mason Greenwood. And clubs were prepared to pay big money last summer, but Marseille refused to sell. Look, United potentially next summer already could be earning 50 million quid from Greenwood and Rashford as well. So, and the Rasmus money. So there's money coming in next summer with, even if we don't sell Bruno. I think it's 50% of the profit as well, because Marseille did pay 25 for Greenwood. So if they got 70, you take the 25 off, which is 45, and then you halve that. So we could get another 25 out of the Greenwood deal, 25 for Rashford and 40 for Rasmus. But obviously about 30 of that would be gone on
the fact that he's only in year three with us. So yeah, you could, yeah, we should make about 50, 60 million quid the next summer, just if things continue as they are. I wanted to bring this comment in. Is it sour grapes? Yes. Is it relevant? Yes. Do we care? Well, you can tell me. Arne Slot, talking ahead of his game against Brentford, said that in the last four or five games we've played, we were not able to press the opponent how we like to. For example, Manchester United, the ball wasn't on the ground, it was in the air. Well, look, I'm old enough to remember Sir Alex Ferguson. And as much as people say, oh, cry me a river and sour grapes, you're absolutely correct to say that. Sir Alex Ferguson would be the same. You know, winners hate losing. And it just, I always knew it was Sir Alex. And you can tell with Arne Slot, this is somebody that's rattled by losing to Manchester United and is trying to justify it by saying, well, look, we're trying to play football. They're hitting the ball long.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We won, hold the L, end the conversation. Apart from, there is part of me that does agree to a certain extent that the Premier League has become very direct. And I was never a big fan of Pep Guardiola's pass. But I wouldn't say I'm a massive fan of long throws into the box and long balls either. But at the moment, we're going through this really weird stage in the Premier League. And did Liverpool not themselves take the game away from Frankfurt from two corners? It's part of the game. As long as there's a balance to it, it's part of the game at the moment. So, as I said on the preview last night, I don't think we're going to see Man United pump long balls from a deep defensive line tomorrow. I think we'll play in a different way, like we tried to against Arsenal and Fulham. So, I'd almost say to Arne Slot, what did you think Man United were going to do? Did you think they were going to try and pass out from the back at Anfield when we can't do it? Did you go into that game thinking, oh my God, they're hitting the ball long, we can't press them? I mean, what did you think we were going to do? We spoke about it in our preview a week ago. I said, if I'm Amorim, I'm playing a deep defensive line and I'm bypassing their press with the long ball to relieve the pressure. I literally remember saying, Sesko is really important in this game because if you try and play through Liverpool from the back and they press you and they win it back, they're right in on goal. But if you boot the ball long, Sesko can compete for it. And as a defence, you can move up the pitch and have a breather. So, look, if we're meant to be offended because we played long ball at Anfield, I don't know what the offence is. Like, if we tried to play the way Liverpool play, they're better than us. They would have beat us. We went there with a different tactic and we won. There's nothing to say that we can't do it. Of course, I want us to progress to a point where we play football you can be proud of, like we used to all those years ago, but we're not there yet. We've got a manager that's basically, before that Liverpool win, trying to survive. And people wanting to go to Anfield and play out from the back. He's writing his own sack notice, isn't he? Resignation letter. So, look, it is what it is. I understand the bitterness. I understand that, you know, when you want to play football and you're up against teams that are playing, you know, the way we played and other teams are playing, it's not, you know, I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not a big fan of long ball. I'm not going to pretend I am. But I am a big fan of winning at Anfield, and what do people expect us to do?
If we were to sign a striker, I would like someone with different attributes. I'm thinking a real speedster that can punish on the break when we're under pressure. Experience, not important, says Dave the Brave. Well, my career mode's back tonight at 5 o'clock. And if you've been following my career mode, make sure you're watching at 5 o'clock tonight. But I actually have done that. And look, it's career mode. It's not the real world. Of course it's not. But you try and make it realistic because you immerse yourself in the game. I have Sesko and I have Wahi from Frankfurt, who is smaller and quicker. So literally for that reason. And why have I done that? I suppose subconsciously, that's what I think Man United need. I think we need a foil. I think we need something a little bit different. Now, some people would say, no. If you take Sesko off, you want to bring a striker on that's like Sesko, so everything continues the same. I suppose it's just personal preference, really. But I think the main thing is we need a second striker. 75% of you would not take Lewandowski at 38 next summer. That's quite conclusive. Alan Reader makes a good point. He says, just look at Arsenal. They've taken 6 years to get the squad they have now. Yeah. But you know what? I think you can learn a lot from what Arteta's done at Arsenal, in the sense of how long it might take for Manchester United to achieve. But the thing that Arteta did manage to do was never finish outside the top 10. In his first 2 years, I think he finished eighth. He did win an FA Cup, and he managed to survive. You know, there were Arteta out T-shirts. There were people going Arteta out, and there still are, crazily. But he survived. Whenever he got close to the edge, he'd find a result. And that, if Amrim is to build something like Arsenal and Arteta, and I'm not saying identically, that's ridiculous. Klopp built something at Liverpool as well. You know, Sir Alex built something at Man United. Wenger built something at Liverpool. The consistent theme is you must survive. You may get close to the edge of the cliff, but you must hang on and climb back up again. I think Amrim's result against Liverpool last Sunday was certainly in evidence of that. And maybe he'll go back to the edge again, or maybe he'll just move further away now. Maybe this will be the point where he never gets close to the sack again and he's here for the next however many years, and that would be great. But the point is you have to survive, and you have to keep surviving while you're building. You know, it's a little bit like building a new house, isn't it? And you know there's some bad weather coming. There's some storms, high winds. Will the building hold up or will it fall down again? And as an analogy, I think that is exactly what we're looking at with Amrim now. You know, some people might look at what happened last week and go, we're fine. The foundations are in. It's going to take time to build, but we're never going to go back down to nothing again. Some people might look at it and go, it's shaky. It's shaky. That could still come crashing down again. And I think for Amrim, it is about building while surviving. And that's exactly what Arteta did at Arsenal. You make a great point. I think that when I look at Amrim in the, you know, two transfer windows that he's had, I thought the January transfer window was appalling, but you still take Dorgu out of that. He's a good player and he's for the future. You look at the summer transfer window, Cunha and Mbeumo have been, you know, brilliant signings. And I think they'll continue to be, even though it's early days. Lemens looks very interesting as well. And Sesko looks very interesting as well. So if next summer and January, you know, this is what I mean. Like, I don't think Dorgu last January was enough, but it is a progressive signing. One midfielder in January is better than nothing. And then, you know, get another three or four in the summer. In a year's time, if he survived, that team's even better. That's gradual. That is progress, but he's just got to survive. He's just got to survive. Dave the Brave says, if we were to sign a striker, I've done that one. Mark, Dortmund's Enmecha is one to watch. Thoughts? I think he is, Seth. I think that's another name. Yeah. I don't know how old he is now, but he's certainly a player to keep an eye on. He's a player that we've been linked to before. Yeah, 100%. Emily Derry says, bedding in two midfielders in a pivot is a big risk. We're fortunate Cunha and Mbeumo settled as quickly as they did. Makes more sense to get one in January, so we're bedding in one at a time. Absolutely spot on. Completely agree with you. And as I said, I think I get it. I get it. Ideally, you're taking two from Stiller, Belieba, Wharton and Anderson. I get that. 100%. Take two of those. Brilliant. One, where's the money coming from? Two,
what's every other top club in Europe doing playing golf? I mean, even getting one of them is going to be difficult. Like, imagine next summer, right? We've found the money. We want two of Anderson, Wharton, Belieber, and Stiller, right?
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We decide which two we want, and it's Wharton and Belieber. And we go to Palace, and they say, yeah, bidding starts at 80 million, and he's already in advanced talks with Liverpool and Real Madrid. And you come out of that and go, yeah, can't do that deal. Doesn't want to come here, and, you know, it's too expensive. Right, let's go for Belieber. Okay. Belieber is already in advanced talks with Chelsea and PSG. And we're starting the bidding at 85 million. Yeah, we can't get him. Elliot Anderson's already gone back to Newcastle, and that leaves us with Stiller. We need two. Well, Stiller's talking to Bayern as well. Fuck. And that could happen. That could easily happen. Those four players could go to other clubs really quickly in the summer. So I can't sit here and go, let's not do a deal in January, because, you know, there won't be many clubs looking for a midfielder in January. We won't be able to get one of the star players, but we won't get two of them anyway. We might not even get one. So for me, it's an absolute no-brainer, and it's realistic as well. Roscoe says, hi, Mark. I've been watching you since 2019. I love how you stick to your opinions, even when odds stacked against you. Love from South Africa. Mate, you got to back yourself until you're proven wrong. But no, I mean, I think that's the whole point of this community, isn't it? It's the opinions and debate which makes it what it is. And, you know, as I've said, you're not always meant. I'm sure a lot of time you do believe with, you do agree with me and go, he is actually right again. But on those occasions where you don't, that's good. It's not about agreeing. It's about having your own opinion, isn't it? A little quote coming out from Ahmad here. There's a lot of interviews from Man United this week. It's almost like they've been waiting for a week where we win a game, because I've never seen so many Man United player interviews, but probably a good idea. It would not have been an idea to do it after Brentford. He says, the player must be ready to play in any position. I'm just here to give my best in every match. Hey, I'm a big fan of Ahmad. Don't understand last week why he only got 7 out of 10. I thought he was our best player on the pitch, but he just got subbed off a bit early because of the yellow card. Maybe somebody in the chat can tell me what it is about Ahmad that makes him, you know, not that popular, not as popular as I think he should be. But let's be real here. I'm a big fan of Ahmad. I thought he was brilliant last week, but I think he's been crap this season. I think, honestly, this season, he hasn't been very good. So, you know, if he's given his best every game, it needs to be what he did against Liverpool. Whatever he did against Liverpool, the preparation, the motivation, the way he played, the mentality, he needs to bring that. If he's talking about giving his best every game, that's not good enough. What we need is what he did against Liverpool, because that is Ahmad. I don't think we've seen the best of Ahmad this season for whatever reason. And it probably could be as simple as, you know, being utilized in a position he doesn't know. And I think that takes a little bit of time. So I'm looking forward to Brighton tomorrow, because I see no reason now why Ahmad can't replicate that result, that performance week in, week out. Because I think it was about adjusting to a new relationship with Mbeumo and a new position. But I thought to go to Anfield and basically play as a right wing back against Gakpo, who did get chances, let's be honest. I mean, Gakpo could have had a hat trick, although I think Ahmad was off the pitch for a couple of those chances. But I thought Ahmad played really well. And I do think it is strange how I do detect in the fan base a little bit of uncertainty around him. And I don't know why, but I'm hoping he can really kick on from here. And I agree with Trigger. I think he's adjusting to the system. And that's why he had a slow start to the season. John says his defending was on point. If Ahmad focuses on assisting, he'll be great for us because a lot of our players want to shoot instead of create, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, I've said that before about Ahmad. I mean, if there's one area of his pick, one area of his game, I think I would improve, it's the he is still a little bit infected by the Garnacho, Rashford, Anthony era, where if you're a wide player, you shoot. And sometimes he does still do that. And sometimes I do want him to do that, but I also want him to be a more... If you're going to play as a wing-back, I don't want you to shoot as much. It's as simple as that. If you're number 10, I can sort of understand it, but even then I want you to pass. But as a wing-back, I think we need to get service from there. A few quotes coming in from Hertzler, the Brighton manager, literally just landed in the last few minutes. He says, "I'm really looking forward to facing one of the best managers. I think they play in a more direct and vertical way with more long balls towards Mbeumo and Sesko to try and win the second balls and continue on the wings. They try to attack with runs in behind, and of course they have a lot of individual quality. They can change the course of the match with a single action. They're dangerous to us, and we need to stay vigilant for 90 minutes as they can score in every phase of play." So there's another manager calling us a long ball team. I didn't realise that we were so long ball. Like, as I said on whatever night it was, we're second in the league for long balls this year. Like, second in the league. We're very low for crosses into the box. Our pass accuracy is not very good. I have to put my hands up and say, I noticed it against Liverpool, but I didn't really notice it against Sunderland, Chelsea, Brentford. I didn't notice it, but obviously it wasn't just a one-off, and a lot of managers out there and a lot of the stats back up the fact that we are very direct this season and we are looking to hit long balls. And obviously that does play into the hands of a certain midfielder in Bruno Fernandes who loves the Hollywood ball. And
at Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Look, maybe that's what we're going to see this season, because I think if you get rid of Bruno in that midfield, that stops. I personally want to see Bruno playing a 10-yard ground pass into the feet of Cunha or Mbeumo. I don't really want to see long balls, but, you know, in this survival era, maybe we're just simplifying with the tools that we've got and playing to the strengths of what we've got. So that's something to keep an eye on tomorrow. And I think Hertzler's right. It's difficult. You know, it's difficult to be a possession team, as Liverpool saw, and be progressive against a team that when they get the ball, they go bang and they try and exploit the space as quickly. In many ways, it's a little bit like the way Ollie used to play. You know, you defend and you counter quickly with pace, and you rely on those moments from people like Rashford and Bruno and Greenwood and Martial, who we had back in those days. Maybe it's a short-term plan because he hasn't got the players to play that he wants to play. Do you think it's a bit of mind games from Tune on Tour? Says, do you think he's trying to play mind games? Yeah. And I don't blame him for doing that. You know, you drop that out there that United are a long ball team, and then we play tomorrow and we're a long ball team, and potentially that's what it's all about a little bit, yeah? I don't know.
Anyway, thanks everyone for watching. We've got Amrim's press conference at 1:30. Get ready for that. Join us live for that. We've got our 8:00 show as well. And I've got Bundesliga on That's Football tonight as well. And we've done Premier League predictions on That's Football as well. Great show this morning. Thanks everyone for watching. Stay safe. The weekend is here. And we can't wait for Brighton tomorrow. Take care. I'll speak to you in a bit.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.